This is Good News Hour, the program wholly dedicated to the glorious gospel concerning our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the giver of every good and perfect gift. Your speaker today is John A. Horn of Atchison, Kansas. And we're going to bring you another message on the power of God. And we're going to read to you a portion where the greatest display of God's power has ever been known, has ever been seen. Now, if you'll read with me, please, in the Epistle of Paul to the Romans, chapter 1 and verse 16, reads like this: For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek, or to the Gentile. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Now think of those words, if you will. And as we have already pointed out, that the greatest display of God's power is revealed to us in the gospel. The gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now we have stated again and again in our message to you just exactly what that gospel is, and it was given to us by Paul, our apostle, the apostle of the Gentiles, how that he tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, one time only we have a clear statement of the gospel, and he tells us that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried and raised again the third day according to the Scriptures. And so we're going to tell you today about a living Christ, a living glorified Savior. Now there's a little word in this verse that I want to stress, and I think it's very important. It's a word of but two letters. Now listen to it. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. Now it's interesting to read the Bible. You go back into the Old Testament, for instance, and you read some incidents in the life of Moses wherein he displayed power. God used him, of course, in a very special way, but that power is gone. And then you can think of Daniel, when the power of God was exhibited in the life of a Daniel, when he was cast into the den of lions and not one of them opened their mouths upon him. And then we can think of other instances that we just couldn't mention them all, where the display of God's power was seen, past and gone. But in the verse that I read you, it says, the gospel is the power of God. Yes, the gospel is as powerful right today in this month as it has ever been from the very time that the Apostle Paul spoke these words in the year of our Lord 60, A.D. 60. The Apostle Paul penned these words that the gospel is the power of God. And we're glad to be able to say now in the 20th century that the gospel is the power of God. And it's just as powerful now as it has ever been from the first day it was proclaimed, and during the period when the Spirit of God was ungrieved, as it rested upon His servants who proclaimed it in faithfulness and tenderness and in love. You recall how the Apostle Peter delivered a message, a 10-minute message, and 3,000 souls bowed their hearts and trusted the Son of God. There was power in that gospel. Now, we have good news for you. Good news for you. And it is this. The gospel is the power of God. You know, you frequently meet men and women and they think that all hope is gone so far as they're concerned. And I've met folks again and again. They say to me, well, you know, I've tried it. I've tried it again and again and I just didn't get anywhere. And so we have had to say to them, well, that's easily understood. You see, trying it, you see, the gospel is not an it. And salvation is not an it. Salvation is a living, loving person who once died for guilt and sin, but who lives again and lives in the power of an endless life. And so the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Now, isn't it true that men boast of their power? We've been boasting because we've been able to get into outer space some 68,000 miles, maybe even beyond that. That's a marvelous feat and surely to be commended. And God only knows what He'll permit men to do in the future. But I want to tell you something. Now we're getting into the realm of immeasurable immensities. We know how far it is to the moon, perhaps 240,000 miles, 93 million miles to the sun, and we know how many light years it would take to reach some of these stars that God has planted in the heavens. But how far is it to heaven? We do not know. But the gospel that is believed by Jews or by Gentiles brings present and immediate salvation. And listen, further, it will land that same soul. That's the power of that gospel. It'll not only deliver him here and now from a life of sin and bring to him peace and joy and rest, but in that gospel there is a power that will change not only that man's life, but will give him a new body, a glorified body, and will one day catch him up or catch her up to the starry heavens. And should that soul have fallen asleep, that body will be raised, and soul and body, spirit, soul and body again reunited. Or if one should be living here in this world at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, because of the power that's revealed in that gospel and has already been displayed and delivering from sin's power and from sin's penalty, it will eventually bring that same soul right into the immediate presence of our God. I don't know how far away that is from here, but listen, there will be no fizzles in that. I tell you, we'll all be landed safe in the glory. Yes, because of the power of our God that's resident in the gospel. And as we've been saying to you, frequently people say to us, well, now, I've tried this and I've tried that, but I don't seem to have gotten anywhere. And so we've had to ask them again and again, did you ever try our Savior? Did you ever try my Savior? Did you ever accept the gospel? And of course, that to them is news, something that they did not know heretofore, did not know the power of. They may have heard the words, but will you listen to this? The gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. And my, I like the little words in this verse 2. It's the power of God to everyone. Now notice the condition. That believeth. My, what precious words. And then he goes on to tell us, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek or to the Gentiles. Yes, that same gospel that reached a Saul of Tarsus when he had hatred in his heart to the Son of God, brought him low and brought him to Christ, and yes, gave him to know peace and joy and rest in the Christ of God that he had been denying and rejecting. Rejected, he had enthroned him, owned him, Christ and Savior and Lord. And others too, other Jews at that time had been reached. And then he goes on to say to the Jew first, and also to the Gentiles. Now listen, this is a challenge from the God of heaven. Wouldn't you like today, right today where you are, maybe in the quiet moments as you're sitting in a comfortable place, or maybe busying yourself, doesn't make any difference, but you could exercise that faith, that simple childlike trust that would bring into your life the greatest display of power that the world has ever seen or ever can see. Yes, I tell you, it would be like turning on the power of the electric light. You don't understand it, and just because you don't understand it, you wouldn't refuse to use it, would you? And I couldn't understand, and I couldn't tell you just how, if you simply take God at His Word, Christ as your personal Savior, as He is revealed in the Gospel, God's power would be exercised in your behalf in a split second of time. Listen to it as I read it again. The Gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. And then he goes on to tell us, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. It's all on that principle. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Now, if you want to live, and who doesn't love life? But I mean, if you want to live forever and ever and ever in His presence, in the unsullied light of the presence of the eternal God and His glorious Son, then will you not hear the Gospel today? Will you not believe the Gospel that tells you that Christ died for your sins, that tells you He was buried and rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and a pledge and a promise on His part that on believing Him, on receiving Him, for that's actually what it means, you know, to believe Him means to receive Him, and everlasting life is yours. And you say, well, thank God, for the first time ever, I know the power of that Gospel in my heart and in my life. Then I have the guarantee from Himself that I'll be landed with safe in the glory land. Nothing can keep me from the goal. Heaven, Jesus, yes, and home forevermore. Believe Him today, and thou shalt be saved. Thank you for listening in. And if you have received help from what you've been listening to, and you'd like further spiritual assistance, we're available. Drop us a line, please, to the following address: Good News Hour, 419 Smith Street, Atchison, Kansas. Don't just think about writing us, but do it right today. You surely would like to encourage us in this important work for our God.